You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio with some very important thoughts on a very important day. Stay with us. Friends, there are some children that are in desperate need of our help. We have told you some of their stories. Maybe you're joining us for the first time. What difference does it make in their lives? We will hear from Mike Higgins, the president of Hope Children's Home in Honduras, about what God's doing right there. It's Kevin McCullough. We get started right now.
Binge thinking. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Friends, I'm a little bit befuddled. Those of you that have given to the Hope Children's Home this week, you have been enormously generous. I am so grateful for your heart, for the children that you are getting to know. It's not like these are faceless, nameless kids. You're hearing their voices. You're getting to understand their stories firsthand. But my concern is that we have many children that are not yet spoken for. And so I'm wondering if in this hour we could say that we're going to come around the next six kids at the Honduras Children's Home. We want to help six children today have the summer of care that they will need. But why do they need a summer of care? Well, let me let you hear from the founder of Hope Children's Home himself the conditions that these children are in before coming to Hope Children's Home. This is Mike Higgins.
I went over there on a survey trip and trying to determine God's will on this and if there was a need and what those needs might be. And I was directed by some of the Hondurans to, I was asking them, is there a need for children here? Is there a need for help? And they assured me there were, and they directed me to a local garbage dump. And so I went over in the area and climbed up on a large hill that looked down upon what we would think of as just a city dump. And as a semi came and backed up to that dump, and if you can imagine a big semi full of garbage, the truck began to raise its load and the garbage began to spill out. And as that happened, I saw children running from the woods out of what now I'm realizing is their homes. It's corrugated metal stuck together in boxes and tin, and they're running out of those woods, and they're running up onto the garbage that's being dumped out, and they're feverishly scattering through it, trying to find something to eat, something to wear, something to sell, I suppose. And the children had, most of them had very little clothes on. None of them had shoes on whatsoever. And as that truck left and I began to count, my best estimate of children that day that were mostly waist high or smaller was about 300 children. And I remember just bowing my head with tears running down my face and just saying, God, how could I possibly make a difference in the lives of so many children in need? And this is just one place in this country. And God just touched my heart that day and said, Mike, do it the same way you're doing in Tampa, just one child at a time. Just start. And so God began the work that day. And now these 18 years later, we're blessed to have a ministry there, seeing God do some miraculous things.
One child at a time is how Hope Children's Home goes about reaching the children that are in that kind of need. Imagine children thumbing through a city dump here in New York. Imagine children. In fact, I would ask of you, what would you do if you knew that there were children that in order to survive were heading over to the city dump to find their lunch for school or their food for the evening meal? Would you do anything you could to stop that? Would you do what you could to help them otherwise? Friends, fortunately, we don't have anyone in that kind of circumstance here, but they do exist. And in Honduras, Hope Children's Home is a beacon. It is a lighthouse. It is a place where children come in from that circumstance, that level of malnutrition. They are given love and a commitment by the staff. They are given an education that is second to none. They learn another whole language. They learn the English language, and this propels them into the betterment of their community and of their family, because they will have an entirely different set of options upon graduation from the school and the home. But friends, we need your help. This summer, Hope Children's Home needs your help. We need people to understand the mission of what they are doing and say, yes, I'm going to stand with one of those children today. And today we have six kids that we would like you to come around. Every one of these children needs someone to say, you know what, I'll do $150. We need four people per child to say, I'll do $150. But in doing so, those four of you will have a unique bond and help access to that child. You'll be pouring upon them a blessing that comes from very far away, something they can't comprehend or really understand. But they will know that God did it through you. And that when upon their graduation, upon their completing the program at Hope Children's Home, many of them have the return, have the hope to return and to make a difference in the lives of those that are around them for the cause of the kingdom. Friends, it's such a powerful thing. And you heard Mike Higgins say right there, you can't do them all, but you can do them one at a time, one child at a time. Tammy Rumfelt is back with us. And Tammy, I'm sorry to keep you off to the side for such a long time, but I wanted people to really understand the heart of where the leadership of Hope Children's Home comes from, because it is in that heart that you see the work of Jesus taking place.
Yeah, no, this is exactly what we needed to talk about today. This is exactly what you listening needed to hear, is that there's a lot in this world that we can't do anything about. And when you think about the fact that children are living in such desperate circumstances, that desperate poverty leads children to scavenge in dumpsters or in landfills, or to get involved in gangs or human trafficking, or what, you know, all of the litany of ways that poverty and desperation can lead to just a dead end for small children. And then we see this alternative for these children at Hope Children's Home. And yes, right now it's 24 children out of hundreds of thousands, but it's 24 children. And right now, one of those children needs your help, needs you to partner with them, to continue to allow Hope Children's Home to provide everything they need for an abundant life, an abundant future. And it's not just them. They're changing families. Their whole family changes. Their community changes. We're raising up leaders that will hopefully transform Honduras. And you get the opportunity to be a part of that. You know, I know $150 sounds like it is a lot of money. It is a sacrifice. I get that. Trust me. When you think about what that $150 is providing, it's something that is just easy to get behind, I think, because you're providing that warm bed, a safe place to sleep, hot meals every day, nutritious food, medical care, which is truly taking kids from very sick and malnourished to healthy, vital children, a Christian education that is great. It's an excellent Christian education. These kids are learning English. They're fluent in English. It's literally changing the outcome of their life. So yeah, $150, we can do that, right? You and three other people right now with a $150 gift provides a summer of care for one of these 24 children. Would you call right now 888-296-8200, or head online to the website and check out the banner. Click on the banner, check out what they're doing, look at the pictures of these children, and see what's happening with your dollar. So either head online at WMCA.com or call 888-296-8200.
I want to say thank you to a couple of people. Joseph from Toms River, New Jersey, saw the vision right away, and he said, count me in. I want to help a child. Joseph, thank you for that. Walter from Hawthorne, New Jersey. Hey, New Jersey, representing today. Thank you so much for your gift, helping a child today. And then I want to say particularly thankful to Patrick from Whitestone, New York, who said, I want to help several children today, and I won't tell you the size of the gift. I will just tell you that it will help many children based on his generosity. Friends, we're asking you to help us with six kids today. 888-296-8200. $150 will help one child receive that summer of care. Four of you will provide the complete summer of care for a child. And there are six that need our help right now. 888-296-8200. Let's do these six kids this hour. 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. From the garbage dump to the first in line in the job market, that is where Hope Children's Home is able to take these children from and to. And friends, your gift helps that happen. 888-296-8200 or online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we check in with my good friends Mike and Brian over at Fellowship Home Loans. They are the people that I have recommended more people to than nearly anyone else, and especially in the mortgage space. You need help with your mortgage. There's only one place to go. That's Fellowship Home Loans. But Brian Sheely is back with us. And, Brian, everywhere I look, inflation. People are talking about it. Price of lumber's through the roof. Copper's the same. It's costing more and more to just do the basic stuff. What's this doing to people's pocketbooks, and how could we find a way of saving money right now?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. The price of everything is going up. The good thing right now is that interest rates are still very low. That's the one way, if you're a homeowner, that you can save money each and every month. You're seeing home values go up because people are just trying to get out of the city, if you will, or trying to get more room, buy a home. Your home value's up, interest rates are low. That's how you save money, by consolidating some of those bills, taking care of your finances. So every single month, it's like your own little stimulus check. You don't have to get it once a year from the government. You can do one for yourself each and every month by taking advantage of today's interest rates and kind of defeat this inflation scare that we have, because it's not stopping anytime soon with all these blank checks that are being cut.
Yeah, no, as the quantitative easing continues to print money right off the printing press, friends, that's doing nothing but impacting the inflation that we see. And as Brian just described, we're going to see for a while. So do the smart thing. Get about saving money on your mortgage and figuring out the best options for you. There's one place to call. It's 1-800-804-SAVE. 1-800-804-SAVE. This is the only mortgage team that I endorse, that I work with. These are the only ones that I recommend. 800-804-SAVE. 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 Brian Sheely, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Lewis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Ask the lawyer host, Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, answers listeners' questions every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send your email and question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. And he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Pastor Darren Goldstein here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome. where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come and worship with us in person. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are located at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances. From mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans, Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC, Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509, 800-555-1509, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, those of you that are listening and responding to what God is saying to your heart, thank you. 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. We heard from John and Rochelle Gardner. They are the ones that run the home on the ground there in Honduras. But we've also spoken with Mike Higgins, who is the not the founder. He's the current president and director of Hope Children's Homes, both in Tampa and in Honduras. And he has oversight for all of the work. And this, when they began the Honduran work, it was under his leadership, and the Lord really used a very powerful moment to try to prick his heart into getting involved. Take a listen to what happened.
I went over there on a survey trip and trying to determine God's will on this, and if there was a need and what those needs might be. And I was directed by some of the Hondurans to, I was asking them, is there a need for children here? Is there a need for help? And they assured me there were, and they directed me to a local garbage dump. And so I went over in the area and climbed up on a large hill that looked down upon what we would think of as just a city dump. And as a semi came and backed up to that dump, and if you can imagine a big semi full of garbage, the truck began to raise its load and the garbage began to spill out. And as that happened, I saw children running from the woods out of what now I'm realizing is their homes. It's corrugated metal stuck together in boxes and tin, and they're running out of those woods, and they're running up onto the garbage that's being dumped out, and they're feverishly scattering through it, trying to find something to eat, something to wear, something to sell, I suppose. And the children had, most of them had very little clothes on. None of them had shoes on whatsoever. And as that truck left and I began to count, my best estimate of children that day that were mostly waist high or smaller was about 300 children. And I remember just bowing my head with tears running down my face and just saying, God, how could I possibly make a difference in the lives of so many children in need? And this is just one place in this country. And God just touched my heart that day and said, Mike, do it the same way you're doing in Tampa, just one child at a time. Just start. And so God began the work that day. And now these 18 years later, we're blessed to have a ministry there, seeing God do some miraculous things.
Some miraculous things that include rescuing children from becoming child trafficked, rescuing kids from joining the very dangerous MS-13 and other gangs that originate from Latin America and Central America. And friends, I don't think you can put a dollar amount on the importance that one soul, one heart, wholly, fully dedicated to God, what that can accomplish, what that can change in a person's life and in a community's life. Tammy Rumfelt is still with us. And Tammy, it is great for us today to hear not just from John and Rochelle, as we did in the last segment, but from Mike Higgins, and to know that the foundation for all of this is driven entirely by God's calling. That the reason that Hope Children's Home exists is because God gave them a specific vision to say the poorest of the poor in Honduras right here, you can help. And it's not just lip service help. It's not just, hey, have a plate of food and throw it at them. We're investing in your life. You're going to be long term. You're going to see discipleship. You're going to see training. You're going to see education, and you're going to be pushed in ways you're not going to be pushed even in the Honduran schools. And not a single dime comes from any government to help them do this. This is entirely funded by the people of God.
Yeah, lives are being changed because there are people who are hearing from God, hearing the call to do something about it. You know, I think there are two kinds of people in this world. When you're presented with a huge problem, right? There's one group of people that says, wow, that problem is huge and terrible, and there's nothing I can do about it. And then there's another group of people who say, wow, that's a huge, terrible problem. What can I do about it? And so thank God that people like Mike, like Dr. Mike, and people like John and Rochelle said, you know what, there is something that I can do. I can't help every single one of these children, but I can help the ones that he puts in front of me, and I can help them in a real, meaningful, life-changing way. And so today, that's being put in front of us, right? We have a huge problem. What can we do to help? Right now, your $150 helps provide a summer of care for one of these precious children at Hope Children's Home in Honduras.
888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. If you want to give online, you can just go to WMCA.com and give a gift. But friends, I know it's easy to think, well, you know, this sounds like a great program, like, you know, that someone has given their total focus to this. And you know, these children, they're obviously in really tough need. And, you know, you hear about little Jose and Oscar and the mom that had twins. And in that environment, twins isn't really something that's that much of a blessing, because if you have a hard time feeding one child, you certainly have a hard time feeding two. And one was probably going to die, and they were going to have to choose which one to try to, you know, nourish and nurture and so forth. And yet God rescued both of those two little boys are now at Hope Children's Home. But it's easy to say, well, that sounds great. That wow, somebody's doing a really good job. But friends, the Lord's not allowing you to hear it right now so that you can nod your head and say, wow, that's a good thing. Somebody should really, you know, step up and help Children's Home, make sure they do that. That's a good thing. I think oftentimes, Tammy, we confuse the nodding of the head with the doing of the thing. And
yes.
And God has called us to do the thing. There's no one listening right now that came across this dial position today or clicked on this stream or podcast that it did so by accident. God knew that they were going to have this intersection with this information and these stories about these specific children. I don't know if you fully grasp the incredible commitment, but when someone, and maybe I have a, maybe I'm biased here because I did adopt a child from a third world country and I did give him a home, and I was honored to be able to watch him grow and flourish here in the United States, but very few people can do that. But maybe you have a heart, a real heart for reaching children in the third world, but you know that your home is not designed to do that. You couldn't do that for yourself, but you see what John and Rochelle are doing here. You see the discipleship that's going on. You see the children as they are learning English and telling us their stories these days. You see how that is helping them develop as a person, but also as a believer. You're watching them graduate and go to Pensacola Christian College, become a nurse, and now they want to go back and give their life in ministry to the people of Honduras. Friends, this is an amazing thing. And it's not something that we should nod our head and say, oh, that's a really good thing. You guys really should, you know, that's great. No, God's letting you know that today so that you don't nod your head, but that you get involved. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me, Kevin McCullough, for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about that night's sleep since. You know why? They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you need, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. Get a standard queen premium MyPillow now for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Or call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. And use the promo code WMCA.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
G'day, mate. As an Australian, I'm a croc expert. Crikey, get him away from me. I mean Crocs, like the footwear. And as a Croc expert, I have to say I like Foamies from Skechers bloody better. Because Foamies have that stylish, trendy look, plus Skechers' world-famous comfort, all for a price that's down under the competition. Skechers is a comfort technology company, and Foamies have comfort innovations your whole family will love. Foamies are ultra-lightweight, water-friendly footwear that are flexible and breathable. Perfect for kicking it by the pool, grilling on the barbie. Or comfy enough to go on a walkabout. Plus, only Foamies come with fits and features like Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified support. And max cushioning that feels like you're walking on big, puffy marshmallows. And Foamies are perfect to keep you cool this summer or warm in the winter. Which is great because it's actually winter in Australia right now. Good on you, Skechers. So get yourself some machine-washable Foamies by Skechers and don't get bit by Crocs. He's a mean fella. Find Foamies at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Midland, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And thank you for those of you who are hearing the call to help Hope Children's Home. 24 lives that we have the ability to change in a remarkable way, not just to get them to a state of health, but to get them to a state of leadership, not just to give them a little bit of knowledge of something, but a complete Christian education that prepares them to be a literal world changer when they leave Hope Children's Home. And they all have the same thing in common. They came from very, very, very tough circumstances to be able to be at Hope Children's Home. 888-296-8200. Try not to smile when you meet our friends Jose and Oscar.
Hello, my name is Jose. I'm 8 years old, and me and Oscar were here when we were baby at Hope.
At Hope Children's Home,
Every child has a story, and especially in Honduras. I can think of two twins we took in a few years ago, Jose and Oscar. They came to us both premature, both very small. And many times in Honduras, when a mother has twins, it's not a blessed thing like it is in our country. It's actually almost a horrific event because they know they're probably not going to be able to care for both those children. So when Oscar and Jose were brought into our care, Jose was near death. He just didn't have but days to live. And I was really concerned of bringing him in fear that he would pass away in our care. But we brought him in under a lot of doctor's help, and both of them end up doing well. They're about 7 years old now.
God tell Michelle and Uncle John to be here for they can save us. And for...
As listeners have an opportunity to discern whether this ministry is worthy of help, I'd refer to those like Jose and Oscar that if someone wouldn't have stepped into their life and been there for them, to feed them, to care for them, get the medical attention they needed, Jose for sure would not be here today, and Oscar probably wouldn't as well. So that's the direct translation of giving to Hope Children's Home of Honduras. It's a matter of life or death.
Say thank you so much for helping take care of us.
Thank you much for taking help of us.
Oh, wow. 888-296-8200. Tammy Rumfelt, those two little precious ones, just two examples of children that at least one of them definitely would not have been here. When Mike spoke with me off air, he told more details of that story. The mother had to choose which one to nurse and which one to give sugar water to basically just satiate the hunger and hopefully not die too painfully. And when the mother grew really incapable of being able to do that, she took them to Hope Children's Home. And I think it was Oscar or it was Jose, but mm-hmm. but he was small enough to fit into the palm of their hand. This is how small, how undernourished, how underdeveloped he was. And from that stage, think about that, teetering on the edge of life itself, Hope Children's Home gave proper medical care, nutrition, the ability for this child to learn. And now they're being, you know, doctor and professor charm there on the and they speak such good English. And you say, wait a minute. These can't be kids in third world Honduras. But that's part of the program.
Yeah, they it's easy to hear that story about the mom having to choose which child she was going to provide nourishment for. And think, why would a mother do that? But it's desperation. It's because she had no choice. And one child was thriving, one wasn't. And as a mom myself, I can't imagine having to make that kind of decision.
Yeah.
And I also can't imagine the joy that that mom must have now, knowing that the people, that the body of Christ has surrounded her and surrounded her children and is giving them a new abundant life. I'm sure that that has impacted her as well. So this is what we're talking about today. This is what you and I have the opportunity to be a part of. And I think that's exciting. I think it's exciting that with a gift of $150, we can help provide a summer of care for one of these precious children at Hope Children's Home. And this is what's being put in front of you today. So the way to get involved is by calling 888-296-8200. Your gift of $150, you and three other people, that provides an entire summer of care for Jose and Oscar and all the other children there. And when we say care, it's everything. It's a loving home, a safe place to sleep, a medical care, meals, an education. And like Kevin mentioned, this bilingual education. These children speak fluent English, even at a very young age. And that's important because that unlocks a whole new future for them when they are old enough to find a job, breaking that cycle of poverty. This is what you're partnering with when you call 888-296-8200.
888-296-8200. Or if you just want to give online, if you're the antisocial type, you just don't want to deal with people, but you want to give your gift, that's fine too. WMCA.com. You can go online. And I know you do it for efficiency. It's much easier and completely secure. WMCA.com to give online, or 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. Help Jose and Oscar have a summer of care this year.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
In May, New York State launched a $175 million workforce development initiative. Tell us about this program.
What we're going to be discussing with people all over the state is the ability for anyone involved in the whole idea of training workers for the jobs of today and for tomorrow. We now have money on the table to support that. A lot of people talk about workforce development and what it may mean, but we now have $175 million that the governor sought, the legislators all voted for. So what it's going to do is take us to the next level and allow New Yorkers to have the benefit of the most highly rated, state-of-the-art skills training programs. And at the end of the day, it helps them get a better job. It helps our employers. It helps the economy.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and thankful for those of you that are carefully and attentively listening to God's call, knocking on your heart and saying, hey, what about those 24 kids at Hope Children's Home? What have you done to help them today? 888-296-8200. Every one of them started in a place that is so far unbelievable in terms of anything that you've known probably in your life. There's no one listening to me right now that didn't have a good night's sleep last night, probably in an air-conditioned home of some sort.
probably had plenty of food to eat last night for dinner, and most likely had a job to go to today and some other opportunities at the bare minimum. These children, before Hope Children's Home came into their life, had none of that. We just heard the story of Katya. We've heard the story of the founder, Mike Higgins, and the children in the garbage dump that were just rushing to the truck when it would come to dump the freshest garbage so that they could rummage through the freshest garbage to find their dinner. Hope Children's Home has changed that for them, but they need our help to continue to provide these services and needs for them. And they are helped exclusively by the body of Christ. 888-296-8200. If you weren't with us at the top of the show, I want you to rehear this story from John and Rochelle Gardner. Now, we haven't heard from them in the campaign yet so far. These are the dorm parents, if you will, the head and the heads of the home for Hope Children's Home. And really, they are like a mother and father to all 24 kids that they have, in addition to their own four kids that they're raising. Former Air Force service member John is. But take a listen to their concerns about the children that they minister to and love on each day.
You know, every time I see a boy washing our windows, I see our boys in their eyes. And just, you know, that's where a lot of them would be. And so just to be able to, you know, we can't save them all, but to have that influence on this group and whoever else the Lord brings us in the future, it's, you know, I can imagine that some of our girls would probably be mothers right now if they weren't at Hope. And, you know, who knows what they would be trying and taking, and you know, education level, maybe to sixth grade at the most. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you that they would not be where they're at right now if they didn't have the opportunity to be at Hope.
Right. And you can see it whenever you're sitting at a stoplight. You know, you'll have a 7-year-old boy walk up and there's no adult around except for a 18, 19, 20-year-old boy right down the road. And you know what he looks like, you know, and you can kind of tell, you can tell he's part of a gang. Then this little boy comes up and you hand him 2 or 3 limps. And the first place he goes is over to that older boy to give him money. You know what's going on. And it's hard to fathom that. It's hard to think about that because you know that those boys are just, that's where they're at. That's who they've grown to trust because it's who's there. That's hard to stomach, but I do know that with the children being in the home, it has definitely saved them from some of those things. Absolutely.
You can't even imagine if your own kid were parentless and just running around, and they ended up in the hands and the influences of MS-13 here in Long Island. We've seen the incredible violence that MS-13 visits out on people that it opposes. This is where it starts, in Central and Latin America, where these very poor children are recruited. And Hope Children's Home, it's not stopping all of the recruitment, but it is helping the ones that they are able to. And the ongoing existence of Hope Children's Home continues to make that difference in their life. And Tammy Rumfeld, I'm thinking of Rochelle's comments there, too, about when she says, and I think this kind of slips by in the soundbite there, but when she says, where would our girls be? Most of them would have a baby. Expound upon what she means by that, because that's a very telling statement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it is not at all uncommon for children, and literally children as young as 12, 13 years old, to become parents. And it is, again, it is out of desperation. It is, you know, out of the poverty, trying to cling to something that feels like a family. So you have a baby. But how do you then break a cycle of poverty when you're 12 or 13 years old with a baby? You can't. That doesn't happen. But 12 and 13 year old girls and boys at Hope Children's Home get to be children. You know, they actually get to enjoy childhood. The other alternative for a lot of children living in poverty, who are, you know, even girls as young as 9 and 10, they become like the parents in the home because mom has to go and work. There's a lot of times no dad in the home. So mom goes and works, and then the 8-year-old daughter is taking care of younger siblings. Again, these girls and boys at Hope Children's Home get to be children. They get to experience the joy of living in a family. They get to have a safe place to sleep at night. They are getting every meal. They're getting education, world-class, really Christian education. They're coming out of that school totally bilingual so that when they enter the job market at an appropriate age, they're able to get great jobs, literally changing their lives and changing their families and their communities as well. And, you know, $150 provides a summer of care for one of these children at Hope Children's Home. You are helping to provide complete care, everything that they get with your $150 gift right now. And so would you be the one? You know, don't expect somebody else is going to do this. And don't wait until later because, you know, you'll forget or life will happen and you won't have time to do it. Would you be the one who calls right now? 888-296-8200. Again, $150 helps provide that summer of care. But any amount, any level, whether you have been richly blessed and you can do way more than that, or you can't do $150, whatever you can do, whatever you feel the Lord kind of tugging on your heart to do, please don't wait another moment. 888-296-8200.
888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. And what Tammy was just saying right there just so resonates with me. Friends, we're not called to save the entire universe. But what we can do is what God alerts us to in the moment, where we're at right now. It's not by accident that we're here. It's not by accident that we're learning about Hope Children's Home and seeing the good that they're doing. Friends, it's not an accident that you've listened the last couple of days and your heart's been moved by some of the stories and some of the circumstances. Don't ignore that. This is your opportunity. We still need another 10 of you to take the $150 challenge this hour. 888-296-8200.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Butterfuco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Butterfuco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. In these closing few minutes, I want to direct your attention to something. We have kicked around a word in our culture over the last year wildly, the word privilege. We attach it to people that we are envious of. We attach it to people that we perceive have more advantages than we do. We attach it to things that we disagree with, maybe based on race or class or economic ability, etc. But this word privilege has really been distorted, in my opinion, because you and I today all enjoy the privilege of being able to go to our refrigerator and pick out just about anything we want and making dinner for ourselves and having a variety of things to choose from in a warm home where people who love us are most likely surrounding us. We don't have a lot of worries about getting a good education because we're offered one for free in our communities. We don't worry even that much about getting jobs because we know that right now the job market is growing and there are more people needed back at work. I mean, there's more jobs open than people to be employed right now. So on almost every front of what we have, we understand a certain degree of privilege for who we are. The 24 kids that are at Hope Children's Home don't have privilege. They have found a lifeline. They have found something that is deciding their future between ending in early death, maybe violence because of being associated with a gang or sex trafficking. And instead, they are on another side of that line where that says you can have hope in Jesus. You can have a life that's meaningful. You can have an education that's on par with anyone else. And friends, today your gift helps make that possible for at least one child when you give it to $150. A portion of that is going to help a child today and for the next rest of the summer as they walk through these days to come. Friends, every single one of these children that we've exposed you to today, the collage of all the voices, Jose and Oscar, Katya, the girl living in the chicken pen with the lice drilling down into her skin, or the story that we opened everything with, Pastor Mike, the very first time he was in Honduras, looking down on the garbage dump and seeing 300 mostly naked kids and saying, God, just show me how I can help. And God made it clear, one at a time, the next one you come across, these are the ones that you can help. And friends, they need our help. They need our help right now. 888-296-8200. It is a privilege. It is a true privilege to be able to give of our excess to be able to help them in their time of need. And it is a gross time of need in Honduras. 888-296-8200. Tammy Rumfelt, always appreciate you being here. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin. It is really a privilege to be here, and I'm so thankful for you and your listeners who have responded to this great need and this great opportunity.
If you want to give online, it's WMCA.com. But friends, don't let another day go by. We need to help these children right now. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200, or online at WMCA.com.